And welcome back to Coach's Corner. With us now, the head coach of the Chatfield Gophers. It's Jeff Johnson. Coach, how's it going today?
Great morning, coming off of a big win.
Yeah, I bet you guys are feeling really good over there. It was a physical battle, a tight football contest against Caledonia. Obviously, when Chatfield and Caledonia get on the gridiron, it's always going to be a fantastic game, and last night proved no different. Big plays on both sides of the ball, Coach. We talked about that in the pregame show, that you expected both teams to make big plays, and it was a defensive showdown in that one, Coach. Overall, your thoughts on it?
Yeah, it was. Everybody that was there or watching it online knew what type of a game it was. It was a very physical battle, and that's what it's going to be every time you get two teams and programs together like Chatfield and Caledonia. Fortunately for us, we came out on the winning end of it. Yeah, there was going to be big plays made. I thought we'd make some more. This is a game of inches. We had a couple of receivers that had fingers on the football, just couldn't haul it in. We had a couple of touchdowns called back. One sort of halfback pass to Luke Carrier. That was a big play for us, a swing in momentum, we thought, in the first half that got called back in a holding penalty. So it was exciting. It was frustrating. Storybook ending there with our kicker coming in at the end at about the 6 minute mark, popping I don't know what it was,
27, I think it was,
field goal, probably. Was it 27? Okay,
yeah.
Which is great. So happy for Jacob Erickson. He was our quarterback last year that tore his ACL right during the Triton game, and then Sam kind of took over the helm at quarterback. But Jacob and I sat down in the off season and talked, and I explained how important the kicking game was to us. And I told him that we were going to be a good team, but we could be a great team with him if he were willing to come back out and punt and kick for us. And he agreed to do that and spends a lot of time doing that in practice. So I'm glad it paid off. We had a lot of confidence in him, and he hit it right down the middle, which was huge for us. Our defense played an extremely tough game. They're a very physical team that blocked very well. And our kids did everything we could to get off blocks and to make plays. So all in all, great team effort. Huge section championship for us. I believe it's only been done 7 times in Chatfield history. It doesn't come every year like this. We're very fortunate, and we can't take things for granted. So this is a huge win. We're celebrating this one. We got to turn around and play quick now. We got a Thursday game against Blue Earth in Rochester Mayo Field. And we got to get ready to prepare for these guys.
Yeah, short turnaround like you mentioned, and it was that physical battle against Caledonia. You guys end up with that 10-8 win. No scoring in the first half, Coach, and then in the second half, you guys have a turnover in your first possession. Caledonia looks like they're going to punch it in, but you have a big fourth and goal stand from the 1, and then Sam Backer on the next play goes 99 yards to the house, all momentum on the Chatfield side, but then Caledonia calms their nerves right away. They march down and take the lead. What was that swing of momentum like back and forth, and just how do you kind of keep your kids composed on the sideline going from that big play to maybe losing the wind in your sails a little bit as Caledonia put that long drive together?
Well, that was 3 impressive things that happened there. The goal line stand by us, and then the big run by Sam there. And then for them to put a drive together was a little unfortunate on our end. I thought that big run by Sam would spark our defense a little bit more. But they had a heck of a drive. Unfortunately for us, we had 2 quarterback, running back fumble exchanges that shouldn't have happened. And, you know, that could have cost us the game. We got to take a look at that. We knew we were rushing things in the backfield last night, but that can't happen again. We put them on a short field multiple times, and it really felt like we had to drive almost the length of the field every time we got the ball. So we didn't want to play on our end like we did. We ended up having to really put a lot of drives together, and either something got stalled by a holding call or a drop pass or just a great defensive play by them. So it was frustrating to the point where we thought we had a better game plan than we did. We wanted to score more touchdowns. We had the opportunity to score probably three or four touchdowns. It just didn't happen, and that's what I expected us to do. But we just got to move on, and we got to fix some of those things up, and because you can't turn the ball over in the playoffs like this now. So our team is resilient. We came back, and we did what we had to do to win.
Again, Jeff Johnson with us, the head coach of the Chatfield Gophers. You get the win, 10-8 again, the final score. Jacob Erickson with that 27-yard field goal with about 6 minutes left, like you mentioned, Coach. And you turn the page now to Blue Earth area. They top St. Clair Loyola 44-20 in their section championship. And I think if you're looking yourself in the mirror, Coach, going into this quarterfinal matchup, you mentioned that at Mayo, Rochester Mayo High School, you're going to want to clean up the penalties probably and then the turnovers too. Probably the two things you guys are going to focus on here as you turn the page into next week.
Yeah, absolutely. And just, you know, play our game, get back to what we do well, and that's run the ball and throw to open receivers. It's that simple. So we're just going to keep doing what we're doing and make sure we're getting plenty of repetition and practice and heal up here a little bit. I'm sure some of our guys are sore this morning. It was a very physical game. And see what we can do and see if we can't win another game here and get up to the bank.
Do you know much about Blue Earth area as you head into that quarterfinal? What do you expect to see from them?
I don't. We're putting in the work right as we speak here.
So it should be a fun matchup there coming up. That's on Thursday, November 10th in Rochester at Mayo High School, 7 o'clock to kickoff. Coach, we will have the action. We'll carry that on our sister station, Fun 104.3, coming up on next Thursday night. But again, Jeff Johnson with us, the head coach of the Chatfield Gophers, picking up that 10-8 win over Caledonia in the Section 1-2A final last night in Casson. Coach, as always, do appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and good luck next Thursday.
Thank you. And real quick, I'd like to give a shout out to our parents. They've been real good to us the last few weeks here, actually the whole year. But they've really been going top notch on some of the meals that they've been giving us on Thursday nights. The dads were grilling out a week ago for us. We had brats and cheeseburgers. And this past Thursday night, we had a huge potluck of every hot dish you can name. So just a shout out to our parents for all the support they've been giving us too. So I know the kids appreciate it. The coaches appreciate it. And it's just a fun experience for the entire community. So hopefully we can keep this thing rolling and keep Chatfield on the winning streak.
That is awesome.
And thanks again for covering us.
Absolutely. It was a ton of fun to be there last night, and looking forward to next week as well. And great to see the Chatfield community getting together and supporting the squad. We'll take a break. When we come back, more Coach's Corner coming up right here on 103.1 KFIL.